More breaking news. It's been exactly 2 months since President-elect Joe Biden was the projected winner of the 2020 election. Tonight, President Trump released a video on Twitter, and he is acknowledging that fact.
Now Congress has certified the results. A new administration will be inaugurated on January 20th. My focus now turns to ensuring a smooth, orderly, and seamless transition of power.
The president began the video condemning yesterday's violence, which occurred after he encouraged thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol. The president said, quote, "The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy." We'll go live on Skype now to ABC News political director Rick Klein. What do you make of the president's latest message, Rick?
I think probably too little too late to his critics and even many in the Republican Party. The damage from yesterday quite literally is done, and the damage from his continued refusal to accept the election results also done among his supporters. Keep in mind, in this message tonight, he's saying that all he cared about was the integrity of the elections. It was just Saturday that he made that now publicly available phone call to the Georgia Secretary of State, pleading with him to find the additional votes. So I think this tonight is mostly to stem the outrage and perhaps to cling to power. With all the talk about the 25th Amendment or impeachment, he's doing what he can to just tell people, including many in his own party, that he is understanding the reality. This is the most clear signal we've got from him, that he knows that he's leaving office.
I'll read you a tweet now from Nancy Pelosi that's only a couple minutes old. She writes, "This morning, Senator Schumer and I placed a call to Vice President Pence to urge him to invoke the 25th Amendment, which would allow the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to remove the president. We have not yet heard back from the vice president." And then she goes on to post an official request that she made to the vice president. With all the talk of the 25th Amendment, what's the reality with that?
Yeah, well, the second half of that tweet speaks to the reality. This can't happen without the action of the vice president. Mike Pence has to make this happen. He has to get half the cabinet at least to sign off on it as well. And I think this statement probably will take some of the pressure, such as it is, off of Pence. And the fact that Pence wouldn't even return that phone call, I think, tells you a bit about his state of mind. He, of course, is stung by the fact that the president has turned on him. It was just in the wee hours of this morning that he made that final certification, the president claiming he had powers that he said he did not have. That said, I don't see that going anywhere. And I think the fact that that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want to use the 25th Amendment speaks to the political difficulty. The other option would be impeachment. Congress does control that, although with 13 days left in the term of President Trump, that would seem to be too hard a task as well.
We can never know how these final 13 days play out. But if President Trump goes limping away, what does that say about any kind of 2024 aspirations?
Oh, his legacy and I think his future badly damaged by what happened yesterday. It's one thing to exhaust your claims in court. It's one thing to say that you should have won or even that you were cheated. It's another to incite people to march on the Capitol and then for hours to say and do very little about it. And even at the time that he asked people to go home, he sent his love to the protesters who were criminals, who were rioters, who were engaging in seditious, maybe treasonous acts, trying to overthrow the legitimate results of an election, pressure members of Congress to go along with that. The fact that he's now condemning that violence and claiming that he ordered the National Guard in doesn't change the facts of what happened yesterday. It was a disgraceful day. It happened on President Trump's watch. It would not have happened without the actions and the words that he had taken up until that point.
We really appreciate your time tonight and your insight, Rick. Thank you.
Thanks, Dimitri.
Rick Klein, live on WTOP with us, ABC's political director.